Jazz here, and I am so digging the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Dan Gilbazan, voice of G1 Bumblebee, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
To get into cartoons was so difficult. It took 8 years to break down Hanna-Barbera before I got my foot in the door. And the first job I did with Hanna-Barbera was with Frank Welker. And if anybody here in this audience can remember a title called Mighty Man and Yuck. I was Mighty Man, Frank was Yuck.
That didn't change.
Oh. That's funny. That was very clever. I like it.
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. Joining me on this adventure in the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike. No.
Yes, we are here. We are not waiting. Actually, we did wait this time. Last time, we didn't wait. Last time, we did a news episode, and like 4 days later, they had a fan stream live stream, whatever the hell Hasbro calls it on their YouTube channels with the Hasbros and the Pulses and the whatevers. But we are here. How the hell have you been?
Doing pretty good.
Cool.
Working on some various geeky projects.
Absolutely. As for me, I bought another bookshelf for my pops, and now I gotta undo them all and redo them all, so yay. That's pretty much all I've been up to. We've got 8 stories that we're gonna cover tonight. I try my best to curate these to what we both like or what we both want to actually talk about, so... There's that. There's a couple of exciting things for me. There's some, I don't know how much of stuff for you, but there's not, outside of one of the major things for me, which is almost the last thing we're going to talk about for the Beast era, there really isn't, I scoured through the whole month of May plus all the reveals at the live stream thing. There's not really much Beast Wars stuff going on.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot Beast Wars related. I mean, unless you're trying to print Beast Machines Megatron.
Well, you know, like you do.
Which I am attempting.
Like you do. Uh-huh.
Yep.
So the fan stream from May of this year, I don't remember how long ago. I think they had it on the Transformers Tuesday last week, the 14th. Yeah, that's when this is supposed to be, the 14th. They TFW 2005 is where I get all the news from. I'm sure I could get it from other sites, but I just am used to just getting the simple things from them. Pre-orders are live for Studio 86 things like Steeljaw, Bumblebee, and the like. We're not going to go through all these notes about what was said in the stream, but I do like the fact that Studio Series 86 Bumblebee, Deluxe Bumblebee, is quote-unquote A-level, so they will be super available. So basically they're going to shelf form after about 3 months, after everybody's gotten them. Well, you always tell me, every time we do an episode of this or ToyCast, you always tell me, yeah, I went into Target and Walmart last week and they had the same damn Transformers toys that they had a year and a half ago in there.
I will say I have seen a few new figures, but they were from Transformers Animated, like Animated Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Cool. But pretty much everything that's in there has been in there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So the big thing out of this that I got was the Studio Series 86 Leader Class figure. It's that home-wrecking mofo bot. It's Springer. And I gotta say,
it sounds like a sitcom show.
Yep.
Like they would sing it like, it's Springer. And then he just goes, that's me.
That's me. That's right. I will say that the toy itself does look absolutely fantastic. the helicopter mode, the car mode. Like, I remember when I first watched the 86 movie all those years ago, I wanted a toy that was like this. I didn't want whatever they had in G1 at the time because I just didn't want it. And I will say that they did go out of their way to basically trick him out, because he's got every film except, like, his swords are accurate. He's got the little missile thing that he holds where he's like, I've got better things to do tonight than die. Better, whatever. You know the quote. I'll throw it in there. But you know what I mean? Like,
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Yeah. He's got a hammer with him. He looks so good. I probably won't be buying him, but if I did buy him, I would probably end up leaving him in car mode, because I think that car mode is amazing.
Yeah, the car mode's pretty sick.
Yeah, it is. That's really the... I mean, there are other things here. Is there anything that you're interested in?
I mean, as far as... I mean, Steeljaw I kind of expected, Blaster kind of expected, Springer I expected. The Decepticon soldier from War for Cybertron is just a remake of Barricade.
Yep.
With a new head and a new paint job. I mean, I like the mold.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't really care about half that stuff. Then there's the Transformers Bumblebee studio series.
Yes, I was going to bring that up. Oh my God, this looks just like, wow.
And it's what, it's Voyager class? Yeah, it's
Bumblebee. I thought it was Deluxe.
No, it's Voyager.
Is he really? Wow.
Yeah. I thought to begin with it wasn't, but it apparently is.
They also, I don't know if it's in the pictures below this, but they also announced Leader Soundwave based off the Netflix mold with three cassettes. But I was looking at that Bumblebee and I was like, man, because I remember having Bumblebee as a kid. I remember having the original toy and I don't remember him. Like, I always felt he was too small, even when I was a kid. Like,
Oh, I was going to say, and then we have, you know, like I said, we've got Studio 86 Bumblebee, then we've got Straxus, which is just a remold of Galvatron.
Right.
Which I was kind of interested in just from the sake of, you know, something different.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks cool.
Yeah.
But again, like, if I was going to go that route, I'd just get Galvatron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they revisited it, and I don't think... I don't think we talked about this last time, or maybe we talked about it in passing, because now that it's out and now that I've seen one review of it, they were revisiting Robison Megatron. I saw 6-0 from Triple Takeover Toycast podcast. He did a whole video of it, so I'll probably link that in the show notes, but I really dig the Robison Megatron. I will never get it, but I think it's amazing.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yep.
And then we have various other figures that they're previewing, whether they be package refreshes or repaints. I mean, we get another Soundwave. We get, various figures. They're redoing the core class Galvatron or Megatron from Energon as Galvatron and Armada Megatron as Galvatron.
Yeah.
Which... I mean, they're cool. I still haven't seen the regular Galvatron or Megatron from Core Class hit yet.
Yeah.
Which, that one has me intrigued because you get kind of a Galvatron vibe from it.
Yep.
And it's like $11, and I would probably jump for that. But I ultimately don't care enough.
Yeah.
For half of these. The G1 Prime, I find funny because that's... a Mattel.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later.
I wasn't going to go into detail yet.
Yeah, absolutely. What confuses me, and I know they've done all kinds of crossovers, but Beyblade? Really? I guess that's for the kids market, obviously, but...
Who makes Beyblade?
I don't...
Is that like Mattel? Because, I mean, there's been a lot of crossover
I'm not sure if it's Mattel or not. Tomy? Following Takara's merger with Tomy in 2006, Beyblades are now developed by Takara. Yeah, that's not... I don't know, and this Google search is just giving me a whole... I guess it's a Hasbro thing. I don't know, and I'm sorry, folks, we're not researching this, but we're not even really going to stay on this. I'm just saying, like, that, out of all the crossovers you could do during the 40th anniversary, and let me tell you, they better have something else. BotCon is coming back. It's going to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana this year. We've got SDCC. Yeah, I said that right. You know, we've got all this stuff. These fan streams. Like, I'm loving all the various stuff that is in this fan stream from the 14th of May. But when they start having these conventions, I don't know, man. I'm just not... Like, I'm not going to name the episode this, but my working title for episode 432 of All Things Transformers, they just don't care about it slash TF. And the reason why I say that is because this 40th anniversary showing of the first four episodes of the cartoon, I listened to Radio Free Cybertron for the first time in a long time. I wanted to catch up with them because in their 883rd episode title, it was Funko Popped Out. So as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, great, I need to listen to this. Of course, they didn't talk about Funko stuff until like almost an hour into the show. Whatever, that's their show, that's fine, whatever. But during their I listened to their whole show, and most of it was them talking about their experiences or some of the hosts wanting to go to the 40th anniversary event. And basically, and I even talked to Matrix Prime, Jesse, about it, and he said for him... his wife and his daughter and I guess somebody else, for four tickets, it was just under $22 in Michigan where he is. I don't know what it is elsewhere. I've looked at tickets for just one person. I've seen ranges from $11 to $20 for just one person, so I have no idea. But what Jesse said was, and what they said on Radio Free Cybertron was, they had Peter and Greg Berger, and which I find funny because Grimlock isn't in any of the first four episodes. More Than Meets the Eye three-parter, and then what was it? What's the fourth? Whatever. I know I should know this, folks, but my mouse and my brain is the wheel is almost off the ledge. They said that the cool thing about it was the panel, was the script reading. The rest of it was just the cartoons trying to fit on a large format screen.
Yeah, I could see that. I wanted to see it. I just, things didn't line up.
Right. And for me, I love that they did that they tried something. But for me, I want, if Shout Factory is going to release whatever, if they're going to release new season DVDs or a new complete, I don't think they'll do a new complete series, but if they're going to do some sort of re-release with G1 cartoon, maybe they could put this script reading on a DVD or something, then I would pay attention to it. But the only thing special about this 40th anniversary event was that you got to see a script reading of, I think, More Than Meets the Eye Part 1, and I don't know if they did the other two or not. I'm not trying to crap on it. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just saying how I see things now, and I'm not going to a movie theater and paying whatever money it is just for something I could see as a... I've been telling people this meeting could have been an email. That's how I feel about this 40th anniversary. Because I even messaged Rodimus Primal, and I watched his video, and he basically said the only thing that the voice actors are doing with the script read is the first episode. So I can't.
A for effort, but yeah.
C for execution.
Yeah, but I mean, that's Hasbro, so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, like, I like Transformers. I do. Mm-hmm. I feel like they don't quite understand their own property anymore.
Yeah, no, they don't. Not at all. I don't know if I like the fact that the Steeljaw comes with a speaker accessory. I think that's kind of cool, but I am so not liking how that Steeljaw looks. I don't know what it is about him. I just don't like the.
It just looks plasticky.
Yeah, it looks.
It looks cheap.
Yeah, I know that, and every negative thing we're going to say tonight, if we say anything more negative kind of things, it is not about the Mark the designer or Evan or BMAC or anybody that does the streams, it's not about them. It's about the overall company in general and what the company is doing. And it just, like, I'm looking at this picture of Steeljaw, and it looks okay. So this is the very first image of Steeljaw, the first one to the right of the 40th anniversary logo. That's the picture I'm looking at, and the links will be in the show notes, folks. His wing things on the back of him and his side missiles, they are I don't want to say they're mustard. I want to say they're gold. They're either gold or mustard yellow, but it's a different yellow than what the actual body of the thing is. And he just looks dumb with the speaker thing on the back of his head. That's all right. What's next? Okay. So here we go. We have possible pack first look of the Decepticon Commander stuff. So this is, I believe it's, oops, that's small. It's Shockwave, Starscream, and Soundwave. They're just, I hope that's a Decepticon symbol under Star. I don't think it is. I think it's just purple lighting. There's this, and this is, seems to be the first to look at our previously reported Decepticon Commander pack containing Starscream, Soundwave, and Shockwave. Unfortunately, it seems to not be Voyager figures, but rather reissues of previous type. See, no, I know Hasbro wants to cut corners to save money because they're in trouble right now, but I would not want this. I
mean, the fact that they're clearanced off everywhere is telling.
Yep. Absolutely. But what we will talk about is the fact that because Hasbro is hemorrhaging money, they are giving their license, the Transformers license, out to everybody.
Pretty much.
You can do a Transformer. You can do a Transformer. You can do a Transformer. And I think you were the first one to tell me this. Really quickly, going back to Steeljaw, I will say that I'm seeing him in cassette mode with the speaker. That looks better than the animal mode. But I think you had first told me about this, the Hot Wheels, Mattel Creations Hot Wheels Transformers Optimus Prime in-hand images. Coming to us via Lamy Group on Instagram and YouTube, we can share for you our first in-hand images of the recently revealed Mattel Creations Hot Wheels Transformers Optimus Prime. This is an official staple sent by Mattel for review, and we have a clear look at this unique transformable die-cast Hot Wheels Optimus Prime, as well as his impressive packaging, which is designed as a reversible box for you to display him in robot or alt mode. It will be up for pre-order on May 21st, 2024, 9 a.m. Pacific, for $80 exclusively via Mattel Creations website.
So, I have some thoughts.
You're right, but I just want to make sure, this is what you were trying to tell me about the other day, right? Okay, yeah.
I was saying, one, it looks crisp and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I love the die cast. I love the cherry red.
Yes.
Like chrome on this thing. I love the detail. I love the size.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like a core class figure.
Right.
And made to scale with the Hot Wheels. And it's like I really like this.
Mm-hmm.
I love the instructions. I love the fact that they've basically recreated the original Optimus Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And they've given it that nice chromed, like blue and chromed red. And then even like the paneling on the back, how it closes up is very crisp compared to the original.
Yep.
And then they added the stickers. They've got all the details, like the rubber wheels. Like, it's a beautiful looking figure.
Yep, absolutely.
However, it's not $80.
No, it's not, but let me tell you, I am probably going to get this because
I would love it, but $80 is rich.
I understand that. I understand that. But okay, see, I'm looking at the bat. I don't know what number pick. Mattel Creations Hot Wheels Optimus Prime number 36. It's where they show the back of him. So you're right. Absolutely. The back where the doors close has never looked better than this right here. You want to know why? It doesn't have to have a section at the top like the original toy had for the head to fit into. Remember that? How the head flipped down and in? And the door, I think the doors were had like some little...
Well, the head actually, on the original, like the panel that the head sat on,
yeah,
the panel itself flipped inside, which this does. Right.
Okay.
It's no different as far as the transformation, but...
The more I look at it, the more I'm loving it. Really, seriously. I cannot, like, just... Mm-mm. This is really...
But the head folds forward, not backward.
Yeah, okay.
So, and the hands go inside just like the old one. I like I said, I love the die-cast material. I love the detail. It's slick. I had the original Prime.
Yep.
And I do really, 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 really enjoy this.
I'm looking at picture 12, where it's him in the box in the vehicle in the truck mode. I almost want to get it just to leave it like that as a display piece.
I would leave him as the truck.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, I know. I'm saying, though, like, it, yes, I love the robot mode, but just that picture that they have here of him in the packaging, I would display it just like that.
Well, what's funny is I have an old, like, one of the Thunder Roller Hot Wheel cars from way back when.
Yeah.
And it uses the same red and blue color palette, like the same metallic red, metallic blue.
Yeah.
And I've never gotten rid of this thing, this Thunder Roller, because I was used it when I played Hot Wheels as my Optimus Prime as a kid. And so I still have it. My kids want it. I won't let them have it.
You won't let them have it. No.
Well, they don't even sell this thing anymore. Like, they sold it in blue, they sold it in yellow, they sold it in a bunch of different colors, but this red one apparently is late 90s and they don't make this mold anymore.
Right.
And if you try and buy it, it's like $50. So they are coming out with an Optimus Prime that comes with a trailer that does not transform.
Okay.
That is going to be like $10.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I might, but
do we know if that is 1/64 scale? 'Cause that's what this is.
Which one?
This one that we're talking about, the transforming one.
The transforming one is 1/64 scale.
Right, but do you know if the one that's going to have the trailer is going to be the same size, is essentially what I'm asking.
That's what I don't know. Okay. I'd have to find it again.
Yeah.
Don't
worry about it, it's fine. I just, because that's my thinking, is they could have released this with a trailer. That would have been really cool. So, it's been a long time since I've read the back of the box of any toy. I want to read this. When Transformers Optimus Prime drove onto the scene, a fan base rolled with it. The Autobots' fearless leader became one of the most recognizable names in entertainment for decades. The Optimus Prime G1 hit shelves in 1984, instantly becoming a huge hit in the toy space for both kids and collectors alike. Really? There were collectors in 1984?
So, I got an answer for you.
Okay.
That Hot Wheels that I'm talking about is 1/64 scale, so you could take the trailer.
Oh, God. It means I have to spend $90. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I've spent worse amounts of money.
I looked at it, and I'm like, okay, they did it.
Cool.
1/64 scale. That one I'll probably get.
Yeah, probably.
Just because then I can have a small Prime with a trailer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although, I'll probably be kicking myself if they, you know, come out with a Studio Series 86 Optimus Prime.
They're going to. I know they're. That's what I'm saying about announcements at BotCon potentially or San Diego Comic Con. I know they're going to do something with Studio Series 86.
Oh, people are already selling this new collector's Hot Wheel Optimus Prime that transforms on eBay.
Yes.
For $160.
No.
So if you don't get yours in,
yeah,
You're SOL.
Yeah. See, with full transformation from heavy-duty truck cab to towering Autobot ready for battle, Hot Wheels and Transformers joined forces to authentically recreate the 1/64 scale Optimus Prime Generation 1 in metal. In metal.
That is affirmative.
Hot Wheels Optimus Prime, folks, $90. Because you got to buy the other one with the trailer to get a trailer on the thing.
Yep.
So, loving that. Up next, a better look at Springer in-hand images. So, I'm loving that. Like I said before, all of these in-hand images are just him in robot mode. So, we're going to skip past that story. Up next is, now this, and I put this in red in our text thing, because it is a huge rumor. I believe our buddy Proto Man was the one that said something about this at first, but Earthspark to be canceled after season 2 and replaced with new Transformers series. A rumor has popped up from longtime TFN member Proto Man concerning the Earthspark series. It's claimed that it will be canceled after its second season. Reasons cited for this are bad ratings and toy distribution issues. Interestingly, it's also said that work on a new series is already underway. We take this with a large grain of salt. At some point, I'm going to get someone on here to cover. It won't be you, because you have no interest in it. To cover Earthspark, because I was okay with the first season. I kind of want to see where the second season goes, kind of thing. But, hey, Transformers series get canceled all the time. I mean, you know, and we move on. It's an ever-flowing thing with the animated world of Transformers. And now we have Transformers 1 coming. So I'm excited to see whatever new series it is. I'm also excited to see if Earthspark is going to end after season 2. If they leave it on a cliffhanger, or if they close the story off. Either way. But for now, it's just a rumor.
I feel like it is canceled. Because there's a grain of salt, but there's also... there's some fact in there.
Yeah, usually when Proto Man says stuff and he cites various sources, he's usually right.
I kind of figured it was going to get canned after the first or second season.
Yeah.
And toy sales are a big one, and they're not.
Oh, moving. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
They are shelf-warming hard, just like Rise of the Beast. Yeah. The only things that are moving somewhat are Legacy United or Legacy. Even a lot of the new United figures aren't going anywhere. Like, a lot of the figures are just still sitting there. Ones that... I think people got them when they came out, and then afterward, it just kind of fizzled out.
Yep.
And it's a lot of the same crap. Most of Hasbro's stuff is shelf-warming.
Yeah.
Other than their Marvel stuff. Their Marvel, the Marvel Legends Infinity Saga stuff. Those are the only things flying off the shelf.
Yeah.
And it depends which ones. This is, again, one of those things that I feel like Hasbro kind of miscalculates. Like, let's put out a bunch of Bruce Banners without the Hulk. Or let's put out Spider-Man in his Iron Spider armor without his face sculpt as Peter Parker. Or Iron Man in his final suit without Robert Downey Jr.'s face.
Yep.
And they repackaged them and are selling those, and those are shelf-warming. The ones that are not shelf-warming are the rest of the Avengers with multiple heads.
Yep.
And those are flying off the shelf. And the Power Rangers stuff is all but gone. Because they canceled the line. A lot of it's on clearance that's remaining. A lot of the Transformers stuff still sitting there. A lot of the Star Wars stuff sitting there. A lot of the G.I. Joe stuff is kind of very seldom in the store. So... I think we're hitting that point where other companies are going to do it better and cheaper in some degree, unless, you know, it's like Mattel, but
yeah. And exactly, like, look at the Mattel Creations Optimus Prime. It's pretty much all diecast for the most, like, all the good, all the correct bits of it are all, like, I don't know, man. Like, and for me, I'm, like, every time we do a news episode, I always say, I love what they did with it, or I love the concept, or, ooh, I might want that at some point or another. But normally, I'm probably never going to buy these things. I don't know. But for someone like you, or someone like Proto Man, or someone, whoever in the TF fandom that we know and that we've worked with over the years here at GCRN, maybe people are getting tired of what Hasbro's doing, and they're just speaking with their wallets and not buying the stuff. Like you said, everything is pretty much shelf-warming. And I don't know. It's just really, really strange. Moving into comics, Skybound Transformers comic series Eisner Award nominations. So the Will Eisner Awards, named for acclaimed comics creator Will Eisner, the awards are celebrating the 36th year of bringing attention to and highlighting the best publications and creators in comics and graphic novels. The 2024 Eisner Awards judging panel consists of educator, comics creator Ryan Claytor, author, editor, and educator N.C. Christopher Couch, retailer, academic Andrea Gilroy, writer, editor Joseph Ildridge, retailer Matthias Lewis, and author, public school librarian Jillian Rudes. So what's nominated here? Best continuing series, Transformers by Daniel Warren Johnson. Best writer, artist, Daniel Warren Johnson, because he wrote and drew and did all the stuff for the first arc of Transformers from Skybound. Best lettering for Russ Wooten. I love Russ's lettering. Very, very awesome. So congratulations to them for getting nominated. I am really digging the Skybound stuff for Transformers. Like, the whole Energon universe that they're building, it's so cool. I don't know if they're ever going to get beastly or anything, but what they are doing is very, very fun and cool.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, I haven't read any of it, but I know that they've gone back to basics, and the fact that Transformers is winning awards and they're in the top 10 comics right now, beating out DC and Marvel, mm-hmm. is very, very, very telling.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And the thing is about, I think if you put your G1 hat on, and I know you don't have much, like, you have like half of a hat of a G1 thing, but it's Generation 1, but in ways that you would never expect. And it's not for kids at all. It isn't. It is for us, because Daniel Warren Johnson was a fan who grew up at the same time we grew up watching the cartoon. He is not just writing the same old cartoon. He takes things and twists them and tells whole new stories with these characters. They just had the free comic book day issue with Transformers Void Rivals and G.I. Joe stories in one comic. And in that free comic book day issue, Hot Rod shows up. I didn't ever expect Hot Rod to show up in this yet. So continuing on with comics, this is the second to last story that we have. This is the August 2024 solicitations from Skybound. Only Optimus. Let's see here. So August brings Transformers number 11, Void Rivals number 12, and the Transformers number 1 40th anniversary one shot to your comic book collection. Only Optimus Prime can save Earth and Cybertron, but will all of the Autobots stand with him? After what they've endured in the wastelands, are Derek and Celila now destined to walk separate paths? Where Celila goes now, Derek cannot follow, or can he? What will Springer's final fate be? Hopefully he dies. And what are the Quintessons planning now? Celebrate the 40th anniversary of Transformers with a new printing, so Skybound has new printing rights now of the comic book that started it all. The Autobots and Decepticons have brought their conflict to Earth, and the world will never be the same again. This issue will be printed on newsprint and will feature an all-new variant cover celebrating the history of the Transformers. I am absolutely, like, I... Whatever Skybound does with these stories, I'm absolutely there. I absolutely love it. And I love the covers. One of the Void Rivals variant covers. Oh my god, it's the Quintesson face, dude. Here, I'm gonna send it to your Facebook. Oh god, that's so good. Absolutely love what they are doing at Skybound. So good, so refreshing. And again, like you said, it's pretty much a reboot. It's a reset, and I like that. I like that this company can come in and they don't have to worry about the 13 or 14 years of IDW continuity. They can do their own thing. They can start their own thing. And what they've started, it's awesome.
Yep.
Lastly, before we get to a little bit of topic conversation that I have written down here, because I had to figure out something, the last thing is pretty much the only beastly thing, and my jaw dropped. I don't even know who I saw it from first. So maybe it was you that sent me the thing, or maybe I don't remember. All I remember is I think it was you that sent it to me on Facebook. I saw the article and I immediately went to Spotify to search Beast Machines. And you want to know something funny about Spotify? Let's do this right quick here. That's not what happened the other day. I was going to say what happened was that Beast Unleashed showed up first when I searched Beast Machines on Spotify. Right now on Spotify, that's not... I mean, if you click on the podcast and show... Oh, there you go. You click on the podcast and show tab, yeah, Beast Unleashed and ATTF in Spotify are the two ones. But if you look at the all results thing, it's Triple Takeover. And I love Triple Takeover. I will never, ever, ever say anything negative about them. They are great. They are amazing. Best new Transformers podcast that I've listened to since 2020. One when they started. Absolutely love those lads over there. But Beast Unleashed was the first thing that showed up when I typed in Beast Machines on my phone. So, and I've been listening to this nonstop. Have you had a chance to listen to any of it?
Not yet. I ripped them all.
Right. Yeah, you gotta listen. Oh, man. Pursuit is essentially the opening... the opening theme from Left Field, which is called Fat Planet, that's not here. What is here is 10 tracks taken from the show of various things. So Pursuit is kind of like... Cause
when they're running through the town by the...
Right, Yep. Optimus's theme, Megatron's theme, you know Megatron's theme, like the you know that. Mega Chase is another chase thing. It's another chase piece of music. Dark Times, Tanks is Tankor. I'm just, oh man, I love that it's here, but I want more. That's the problem. I want a full album score, not just 10 tracks. I want La La Land Records to do a release of this, because that would be amazing.
Well, I want that, and I want one of Beast Wars.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, absolutely. Everybody was like, yeah, Beast Machines, yeah, but what about Beast? I'm sure, Robert Buckley, sometimes it goes by Bob Buckley, who was the composer. I'm sure they could do a Beast Wars soundtrack set. I hope it would be more than 10 tracks, but if it is only 10 tracks, they better really, really pick and choose. And the funny thing is, again, I do some stuff with Matrix Prime over on his show, Another Comic Review, anothercomicreview.com. Go check it out. And we got to just talking about Beast Machines and everything else, and I've started a rewatch on Tubi.
Of Beast Machines?
Uh-huh.
I've been thinking about it.
I mean, it is the 25th anniversary of the show. The show came out in 99. So, yeah, we might be doing a more in-depth, once you listen to it, we might be doing it, doing an in-depth Beast Unleashed episode on this soundtrack, because I can't stop. I love it. I can't stop listening to it. It's so fucking good. I'm sorry, but the F word is warranted there, because it just is. That music is just amazing, which is why I want more of it. Give me more, Seymour. Turned into Audrey too. All right. So, do we think Hasbro, at the 40th anniversary of Transformers, just doesn't give a spit? Like, I know they're trying. I know they're working very hard. I know they're doing stuff. But with this 40th anniversary cartoon on the big screen event, like, again, that feel that felt just, I don't want to say half-assed, but haphazard kind of thing. And I don't know. Am I just out of it, guys? I don't get it. Audience, let me know. Steve, what do you think? Are they not doing enough?
I mean, I think that it's a great opportunity. I really do. I like the idea of it. I like that they're bringing the original show to people to kind of revisit. But I am also apprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I felt like they could have done more with it.
Yeah.
Like, I was expecting, and I didn't know that it was just the first episode. I was expecting the entire four episodes.
Uh-huh.
Like, watching a table read.
Right.
Side by side with the footage.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, somebody, I forget where it was, like I said, it was something I listened to recently. Somebody was like, yeah, some guy is doing Starscream and he's trying to do a lot of impression and it's not working or whatever. And they said who it was. And I'm like, but Frank's awesome, because it's Frank doing the Starscream. It was Frank
Todaro.
Yeah, it was him doing the Starscream fill-ins. He has a great Starscream voice.
I mean, it's not Frank. He's not Chris Latta, but
no.
But I feel like he's one of my favorite. You know.
Yeah.
Who gave the idea of Starscream being like one of the leaders of Cybertron? Just out of plain curiosity.
Some weirdo.
What do you mean idea? He's always one of the leaders of Cybertron. The true leader of the Decepticons. Consequently, Cybertron! Is there something? Do you need a lozenge? I actually have one.
I'm good, thanks.
Of the squealy, screechy Star Screams. I mean, unless you're wanting like dark and devious, then you go with Steve Bloom.
Steve Bloom, yep. And I remember to this day when we interviewed Steve and we asked him, did they ever want you to do Lada? At all. And he told us anytime they wanted me to do Chris Latta, everybody would put jazz hands up. I remember him telling us that. I hope Hasbro succeeds.
I don't wish ill will.
No, not at all. But at the same time, it just, I don't know. It just, maybe it's a timing thing. Maybe it's the middle of May, May 20th, 2024, maybe that's too early to figure out who knows? Maybe they're going to have so many surprises at BotCon this year. Whatever they're going to do at San Diego, if they do anything at San Diego Comic-Con. I just feel like where I am in my fandom is watch and listen to and do whatever with any of the old stuff. I love the current comic from Skybound that they're doing with that and the whole universe. I love, and what they're doing is really cool. So I mentioned, and I mentioned it was in the TFW article about the rundown of the panel. Springer is going to appear in Void Rivals number 9. What they're doing is they're using Void Rivals as its own thing, its own story, its own whatever, but they're sprinkling in Transformers. Like, Shockwave was there in the beginning, there was another character, like the Quintesson showed up kind of thing. So I love that they're doing something like that. I think that is really cool. They're taking Jetfire was another first, which poor Jetfire, he only can be in a vehicle mode now, which kind of sucks, but that's just the way the comics go. And then for me at this point, I need to find a way to responsibly, financially responsibly, get the other Funko Pop NFTs that I want from the Transformers characters from Funko, because the NFT process is just stupid. I love the fact that there are physical figures and stuff, but the whole digital side of it, I can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, happy 40th anniversary, Transformers, to the Hasbro and everybody else and all that and all that and everything else. Anything else you want to bring up, or are we just going to do a short episode this time around?
I think short episode. I don't really have a whole heck of a lot on that front. Yeah, unlike the Transformers front, there's not a whole heck of a lot. I mean, I'm trying to print Beast Machines Megatron now, which I've had some headway. I've got his head printed. I've got the helmet. I've got an arm, part of the pedestal. I'm trying to print his his cloak and his harness. And I'm printing the Action Master version, because I don't want to convert my Transmetal 2.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting that all printed so I can build it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it'll be nice. I'll have all of the Megatrons. Except for the head.
Yes.
Except for the floating head. But I don't care about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Transformers, 40th anniversary. Let's go. Yeah, folks. I don't know what I was going to say. In the comic, in the new comic, Optimus does lose an arm. You know what they do to fix his arm?
They put Megatrons on it.
Megatron. Mm-hmm. You've seen that. I know you've seen that. But I think that, I'm telling you, man, that comic is so fun. At least for me, it is. It's just, it's a fresh new take with a very various things that we remember kind of thing. So, yep. All right, I think we're going to go to a quick ad break just in case, and we'll be back to close the show right after this.
We are Two Mics, Two Furious, a podcast where we watch every episode of Transformers Animated and discuss from two different points of view. I'm Mike Seibert, and I've never watched Transformers Animated before, and guiding me on this journey is author Michael Andrews.
Hello! Yes, longtime Transformers Animated fan, serial rewatcher. I've seen it plenty of times.
So if you've never watched Transformers Animated but always wanted a reason to, now's your chance. Likewise, if you've binged the series several times, it's a great reason to watch through again with us. Because regardless, if you're a seasoned vet or a newbie, there's something for every fan. Because I ask questions.
Why is Prowl such a dick?
So that he can be not a dick later, I think is the answer.
Subscribe to Two Mics, Two Furious on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
Are we coming off furious enough? I feel like we're not living up to the... Are we supposed to be, like, more angry, more fired up? We're really in a good mood. We really enjoy talking to each other.
Hey, toy fans. This is John, also known as Iacon Dispatch. You can find me on pretty much every social network at Iacon Dispatch, where I share cool Transformers and Star Wars stuff that I like. Thanks so much to the great people at Geekcast Radio Network for putting this awesome project together and for once again letting me contribute to it. Definitely had a lot of fun with it. Take it easy, everyone, and I'll see you around online.
What's up, folks? My name is Mike, and I am the host of the Mike Seibert Radio Podcast, your favorite Transformers adjacent podcast, and I've got 60 seconds to tell you all about my show. Good thing I've got a catchy theme song to do most of the work for me.
Mike Seibert Radio, we talk about stuff and things, lots of guests in-depth interviewing. Mike Seibert Radio, it's nobody's
I also talk about the Transformers, the movie, about as much as I talk about Boba Fett. My guests are independent artists who tell their stories and give terrific advice about pursuing your creative interests, and I encourage you to do the same thing, even if I can't take my own advice. Brevity is not my first best strength, but you can subscribe to Mike Seibert Radio on most podcast apps so you never miss an episode. Make good choices!
Thank you.
You are receiving this transmission from the Rod Pod. Upload pending.
Stand by for soundtrack transfer.
I am Maggie.
And I am John.
And we are trapped, hurtling through space in a ship shaped like Rodimus's head.
The ship, for reasons we haven't been able to determine, contains the entire run of the IDW Transformers Phase 2 comic, which chronicle the events following the end of the war between the Autobots and Decepticons. So we figure we may as well read them all in order and report our findings to you.
Stand by. Stand by.
Upload complete. Now.
The Rod Pod.
Look for us at marriedwcomics.libsyn.com. At iTunes, at Stitcher, or wherever good podcasts can be found.
So, till all are one.
Till all are one.
Till all are one.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba weep, Grana. Weep, Ninny Bong.
Hey guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks. Let's go out with a bang.
Hello, all sentient beings. Want the latest on everything going on in the Transformers multiverse? Check out the Transmissions Podcast Network. We've got weekly podcasts covering everything from Alpha Trion to Omega Supreme, from old school G1 all the way up to Cyberverse and beyond. And you don't want to miss Empire of Rust, the world's first and only Transformers live play role-playing game podcast. If you love Transformers, there's something for everyone at transmissionspodcast.com.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toy Box Soapbox, 6-0 and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
All right, we are back on All Things Transformers, episode 432. Take us out, sir. Where are we going?
So, thank you as always for listening to All Things Transformers. I've been your host, Steve Megatron, along with TFG1 Mike. You can, of course, interact with us on the website, geekcastradio.com. You can interact on social media, on the Facebook page, or on Twitter, at All Things TFV3. So until next time, transform and transcend.
Excellent.
I am Optimus Prime.
The Decepticons will run for cover.
Transformers!
Transformers Generation 2. Optimus Prime is all you see here.
What was I saying? What was I talking about? Oh, metal. Fuck, I forgot.
In the world of the Transformers, nothing is what it seems. Meet the Constructicons, six evil robots that transform into one mechanical giant.
The Transformers, more than the DDI. The Transformers.
It's Devastator, six Constructicons in one.
The Transformers.
Devastator's attacking.
More than the DDI.
Constructicons gift set sold separately from Hasbro.
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.